Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Farmers urged to grow coconuts. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter now.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Olly Shaw is encouraging Jamaicans to invest more in coconut farming as there are opportunities to earn from the crop. Local manufacturers, Mr. Shaw says, depend on coconut import for raw materials as the local supply is below the demand. As part of efforts to change this situation, the government is to merge a number of agencies, including the Cocoa Board, the Coffee Board, and the Coconut Board, into one entity, which will focus on how to increase the production of these products.
We are going to have to find a solution to build back production in all of these areas.
Minister Shaw believes farmers, especially youth practitioners, need to get more serious about coconut production.
We are going to talk about how we're going to use some of that money to transform Jamaica into a major coconut producing country once again. And it can be done.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Olly Shaw. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the St. Anne 4-H Clubs will be showcasing projects of the 4-H Clubs in the parish at its annual Parish Achievement Expo on Wednesday, April 11, on the grounds of the Brownstown Primary School, starting at 9 a.m. The day will also feature agro-processing displays from Plantain, the product chosen by the St. Anne 4-H Clubs. The official ceremony begins at 11 a.m. And the Andrews Memorial Hospital Laboratory, in collaboration with the National Blood Transfusion Service, the Blood Bank, will be staging a blood drive on Tuesday, April 24, at the Andrews Memorial SDA Church Grounds from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. All are invited to participate. The life you save could be your own. HIV and syphilis testing and counseling will also be offered free of cost. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. A swift meg wasna gera oni. Translation, it's because of haste why wasps don't gather honey. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Joe, how your cocoa powder looks white and frosty?
Bob, me we get to that later, man.
Joe, no bother itch, man. You need to prune the tree, strip off the pods and treat them with white lime. Then spray them with some copper fungicide right away. Trust me, you don't want this for spread.
All right, boss. Since you there, you go help me pick off all of the pod them.
Coca farmers, after working in a field with a frosty pod rot fungus, ensure you wash your hair, shoes, and clothes properly and sanitize your equipment daily. A message from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture, and Fisheries.
Hi, I'm Simone, and my disability doesn't prevent me from being a productive member of society. Thanks to the Heart Church NTA Empowerment Program, I got on-the-job training, career coaching, and life skills, and I am now gainfully employed.
Heart Trust through the NYS has expanded its empowerment program to include all persons with disabilities aged 17 to 34 years. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Apply before the April 6 deadline. For more information, visit any Heart, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, or National Youth Service office near you, or call 754-9816.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, take time to learn a job properly, then you will be able to reap appropriate rewards. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.